Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. Today, I'm super excited because our guest today has helped so many of my clients and a ton more of their clients. You'll see why in just a second, why I'm so stoked. But let me give you like the proper bio for him. Leo is the founder and CEO of Seven Figures Funding, the Seven Figures Club podcast, and he co-founded the My Figures FinTech app, which is really super, super exciting. We'll get into it more. As well as he's the host of Go Figure Show on YouTube. He really is just somebody that has a wealth of knowledge. And because of that, he's gone and created a best-selling book on Amazon called The Business Funding Formula. And he and his teams have secured, get this, over $500 million in funding for thousands of clients. Leo's calling is really to provide funding for startups and newer small business owners with aggressive funding solutions on his funding marketplace with powerful education to empower his clients. Please help me welcome Leo to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you?
Shay, really excited to be here with the community today. And obviously, we've enjoyed, you know, working with you, and you've helped so many business owners over the years. So it's a real pleasure to be here on the podcast.
I'm stoked because, I mean, when you're in business, you need some cash flow. And if you don't have like a very wealthy uncle or, you know, don't have like the most 100% credit or whatever, sometimes it can be a little bit harder. But before we like dive into all of what that is and what that looks like, would you mind sharing just a little bit about like your journey and how in the world do you even get started in funding? Like raise your hand and go, I want to be an entrepreneur that does funding. Tell me more.
Sounds great, Shay. So when I was 21, I was in college and I did this internship where you started a home painting business. And that's where I learned about entrepreneurship and how incredible it was. And so then I was studying finance. I got into doing residential mortgages and rode that wave until 08, 09 when the wave crashed. Yep. And then I started thinking, okay, well, maybe as that business pulls back, I start to help more businesses with financing. So I started doing like commercial real estate financing, and those deals were millions of dollars, and they would take like literally 6 months or more. You might work on it for 6 months and it might die at the last second. You will have just wasted 6 months of your life hoping to make a $25,000 commission on a deal like that. And so then I started pivoting and thinking, well, you know, I needed money for one of my businesses years ago. And I figured that out. And I realized that all these new businesses, there's not a lot of options. And so about a decade ago, I started focusing on creating programs to help small businesses and especially new businesses get access to funding and financing. And that's what we focused on for the last decade. We've been fortunate to serve tens of thousands of small business owners. And importantly, along the way, work with a lot of coaches, consultants, and trainers because they are serving those clients. And if those clients don't have access to capital, it's very difficult for them to invest in their programs. It's very difficult for them to grow their business. And like you said, if you don't have a rich uncle, it's very complicated to figure out, well, how do you get access to money? Because if you don't have access to it, it's very complicated to try and build, you know, a business. And so that's my background. And I just love serving a small business owner, somebody who wants to, you know, create a product or service that improves our lives, that small business creates most of the jobs in this country, and yet the big banks pretty much ignore them.
Right. And it's insane too, because, you know, obviously I'm in the world of events and specifically like conversion events and people that are coming to get a solution for the pain that they're in. And my clients offer that solution, but a lot of the people go, I just don't have the money to get started because I'm starting out. And me personally, when I was starting out in my business and I wanted to invest, I ended up doing the same thing that your company provides. It's like, it's a godsend, to be honest. So, because I just didn't have any other options, really, because like you said, it's kind of difficult to go to a bank in order to try and get funding, right? Like, it's not an easy thing for businesses to go get funding, right?
It's not. And that's what I found out actually in 2009. I mean, this is 15 years ago. And I'd had my bank accounts, I've gotten car loans at my local bank for a long time. And I thought, sure, I could just go down the street. I've been there forever. I put money in the bank and ask for a loan to start a business. And they declined me. And I went to a couple other banks and they said no. And I'm like, wow, this is much more difficult than I would have anticipated. And so the next year, I went through this process of understanding credit and what you can qualify for as a new business owner. And I figured out that banks and SBA approve like maybe 1% of new businesses, maybe. And I confirmed that from a Chase banker who'd been doing Chase business loans and banking for 20 years. And she's like, yeah, we see 20 people a week in each branch. And, you know, three of them kind of have a chance at the end of the day, maybe one out of 20 actually get some financing through us for a new business. I'm like, wow, that's really difficult. And so we started to figure out what can you qualify? Oh, there's personal loans, there's 0% interest card stacking, there's getting a loan from an old 401k. We started to put together a marketplace of options so that somebody who is looking for money at an event, to launch a business, to start a program, actually has options to be able to do that.
Yeah, because you go to the bank and they're like, oh, yeah, sorry. You're like,
Like, yeah, do you have some
thanks.
collateral? We'll take your old 401k. And you're like, wait, that's not really a loan. You're just taking my 401k and
My
then giving
money.
me that's, yeah. So
Yeah. And then
that's how they
charging
do a lot
me
of that.
extra for it, right?
Yes,
Oh, okay.
yes.
So, okay, you were finding the gap in the marketplace that it's difficult for business owners to go get funding. And I even see it for my business owners that have been around for a while, right? And they need to get to the next level, you know, go from multiple six to get to seven, and you need to bring on team, and you just need it like an influx of cash in order to kind of get up and running. So I'm curious, like, what really makes an entrepreneur fundable or a business fundable?
It's a great question. And every step of the way as a business owner, you want to be progressing on what we call the funding ladder, where you're starting out. And at the beginning, when you're starting out and you don't have any business financials or collateral, then personal credit is important. And half of the people that apply initially don't qualify until we share a secret with them that the quickest way to be able to qualify for money is sometimes to just pay your existing credit card balances down that you may have used for your business or for personal reasons. And if you can pay those down below 30 or 40% of the limit, that can literally raise your credit score 50 to 100 points. And you go from not qualifying to qualifying. And so then people ask, well, how am I going to come up with $15,000 to pay my cards down? And that's where we come in and we're like, great, let's get you a loan. We have this platform. We'll get you a loan for the 15. Now you pay your cards down. Now your credit score goes up 50 to 100 points. And now you actually can qualify for a 0% interest card stack program that you can use to finance a training program, a roadmap for success. Because just like a franchise business is more likely to succeed, working within a proven roadmap with a coach, consultant, or trainer, you're much more likely to be successful because they have a roadmap for success for you to follow. So if you can finance that and have additional money in a line of credit format that's available for marketing, employees, whatever your business is going to need in the future, now you have a great shot at being successful. And without that, boy, it's awfully difficult to make it happen.
Yeah. And that's what I did is I was able to qualify for that 0% card stack thing. And I didn't even know that existed, but it was so amazing because I think I ended up having like a couple of cards for, I don't know, 18 months and I didn't have any APR on it. So I was essentially paying down before I would even get any interest for it. So it was kind of like a huge win-win.
It's a huge win-win. And how amazing is that we live in a country that has a financial system where you can tap money that you're not paying any interest on. You have time to grow your business. And we've had so many clients who get the financing, 0% interest up to 18 months, have time to go through a program and generate income and then pay a lot of that off or even all of it off during the 0% period. And that's just a beautiful thing about capitalism when you can, it's the difference between good debt and bad debt, right? Sometimes we take out debt for personal reasons. We go on vacations, we buy clothes, we buy furnishings, electronics that maybe don't make us money. And then we can take out debt for business reasons at 0% interest, invest in a training program, a coach, a mentor, invest in a team, in technology, and really build something that generates more than enough money to pay that loan or line of credit back at 0% interest and be able to create the life that you want. And that's what we love doing. And the thing that we were talking about before this show started was you don't learn these things in high school. You don't learn them in college. You don't even know what credit is. And all of a sudden, American Express is at your college campus saying, "Hey, here's a 25% interest card. Take this." And so, yeah, it is really part of it is education and empowerment. And so, that's what we feel sets us apart is not only are we going to get you the best money possible, we're going to educate. Here's how this credit thing works. Here's how you can qualify for a bigger business line of credit as you have business financials. Here is an actual SBA loan option that's much easier to qualify for after you have 2 years of business history. And so it's teaching and educating. Here's the way. And again, no one shares that with us.
I was just going to bring that up because you're right. We don't get educated. And the only way we do get educated is when we go to college and they've got the booth and they're like, "Hey, would you like a credit card? It's totally free." And you're like, "Sweet, free money, cha-ching, cha-ching." And they're like, "Oh, you have to pay that back." Right? And now you're in the hole and you've got like negative credit and all kinds of things are happening. And I do feel blessed that my dad, when I was like in eighth grade, set me up on a joint credit card with him in order to start building my credit early on and having that credit history, which I think is really super important. But I would love for you to kind of talk a little bit about more of the education side. So for our listeners that are like, "Yeah, I didn't learn it. I'm in business now. I might have not the best credit. What do I need to do? Like, is there a formula or is there a next best step or even within your program, I know you educate and literally take them through how to better their business credit versus personal credit and things of that nature. Can you share a little bit more on the education side?"
Yeah, great question. Just talking about some of the initial steps that you can take to follow what we call the business funding formula is, number one, you've got to be a business. And so you, of course, are going to get incorporated. You're going to set up your business bank account at a local credit union or bank that you're working with. And as you build a relationship with that bank and credit union, for example, something Phil Knight did, the founder of Nike, was he built these relationships up. And if you do it the right way, good things can happen. For example, I set up a business checking account and a business credit card with my bank, built that relationship up, got a $10,000 business credit card, 0% interest for 12 months, and a bunch of cash back rewards with it. And I've used that card and paid it down over the last 3 years. The limit, without me even having to ask, following the structure, increased it to $115,000. And that gives you great flexibility to have that line of credit there to tap it for, events, sponsorships, employees, equipment, whatever it is you need, where if you make that investment, you're going to be able to generate a lot of new sales and revenues. And so that's part of it is building the relationship and then understanding your credit. One of the things we recommend business owners do is have a weekly money date, right? If you've got a romantic relationship and you don't invest in a weekly date with your spouse partner, that relationship often doesn't last. And the same thing is true of money. You've got to have a relationship with it. And that means sitting down and going through, all right, am I paying my bills on time? Do I have everything on auto pay? That's a big factor. Number two, how can I increase my credit score? I know I need to pay my credit card balances down. So if I have a $10,000 personal limit and I can get that balance below 4,000, that's going to raise my credit score faster than anything else. And then being very strategic about inquiries. Obviously, the more inquiries you have on your credit, the more there's going to be a negative impact there. And so being very strategic, like, all right, I'm going to save up my inquiries so I can do a round of funding for my business and access 30, 40, 50, $100,000 in 0% interest card stacking that I can use to grow my business. So you're building relationships with your bank. You're building up your business bank account. You're working on personal credit, paying things on time with auto pay. You're paying down your credit card balances, which is boosting your credit score, and you're becoming more fundable. And then the next thing is, how well do you take care of your business bank account, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you start putting that business bank account in the negative, you have non-sufficient checks bouncing, and you don't keep a decent average daily balance, which is just money in the bank every single day, then that makes lenders very nervous to lend to you because you're putting it in the negative, or you're always below $1,000, you're at $500 on your balance. And so the more you can have a buffer of $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in your business bank account and actually take out a little bit less than you actually bring into the business bank account, if you know you want to apply for financing, focus on the next 3 to 6 months of business bank statements, making sure the history is clean, that you're building the balance up in there, you're taking out less than you put in. You do that, and that opens the door up to business lines of credit in addition to business credit cards, other loans. And then once you have 2 years of business tax returns, you can look at a new program called the SBA Bolt Loan. And it used to be with SBA, you had to be super profitable on your business taxes, which cut out a lot of business owners. And they've got a new program now. I honestly don't know how long it will last because they aren't making you be profitable. So you could literally have a business that did $500,000 last year in sales and actually show no profits on the business tax return. And they'll give you a loan for $150,000 paid back over 10 years, super affordable payment. And they're pretty lenient on that. So that's another opportunity for you. And so those are the steps that we teach people. That's the education, the business credit, the business relationships with business banks, where you bank at, that's huge. And then building up your personal credit and taking care of your business bank accounts. Those are the fundable formulas that work. And they worked 50 years ago with Phil Knight when he was building Nike. And they work today in 2024.
Okay, that whole section right now of what you just said, I'd recommend everybody rewind and listen to that again, because that was gold. A couple pieces in there that I heard, and I'm not sure if anybody else picked up on it, but it was the increase, right? And so you guys do something a little bit different where it's kind of like a soft pull, is that what it's called? So it doesn't actually like impact your credit. Can you tell a little more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the unfortunate things about traditional banks is if you go down the street to your traditional bank, they're going to hard pull your credit, which means it's a hard inquiry. There's a negative impact. It lets other lenders know, oh, you might have already gotten financing there, so why would I give you money? And that can be an issue. And so when you're in the beginning stages, you don't want to take a hard inquiry. You want to see what your options are with no impact. And so we had to jump through hoops to get approved on Experian Soft Credit Check program. And so anytime someone fills out one of our 90-second forms to get a pre-approval for their business, it's a soft credit check. There's no impact to your credit. It's not going to be alerting other lenders that you just are looking for financing. And so it lets you get all of your options presented to you. And then when you actually want to go ahead and accept a loan, a line of credit, lock in some 0% business credit cards, now you can do it strategically to limit the impact of hard inquiries. And so it's super important. A lot, most of our marketplace too, you can get business offers and even loan offers that are soft credit checks until you actually accept it. Then they'll have one hard credit inquiry on just one of the three credit bureaus to minimize the impact. And that's super important because then you know what your options are without taking a hard pull. And unfortunately, all the traditional banks and credit unions are all going to hard pull.
Yeah. See, so that's one of the other reasons why I love you guys, is because you do this like free pre-approval just to see your options, right? It's like that soft pull. It doesn't hurt you to look, and it actually supports you in helping you make the next best step and decision into your business. So I absolutely love that. I do want to move forward and ask you another question. So a lot of our listeners are coaches, speakers, experts, consultants, six-figure, multiple six-figure, maybe just starting out. How can adding funding actually increase their sales?
It's a great question. I remember I was reading, I believe it was the 10X Rule by Grant Cardone years ago. It was one of my first books when I started investing in myself, mentors, coaches, et cetera. And he talked about, listen, I don't care what business you're in, but if you can add a financing piece so that your prospects can finance your service, product, programs, all of a sudden you're going to find that your sales are going to go up 20, 30, 40% because now everybody who, you know, wanted to say yes but didn't feel comfortable emptying their savings account or didn't have the savings account, but boy, if they could finance it with an affordable monthly payment, they would move forward. He just pointed that out as this is one of the biggest factors in growing your business, and you're in the greatest economy and system in the world in the United States to be able to do that. And so that's when it hit me. Oh my gosh, there's all these coaching and training organizations, marketing agencies out there working with business owners, and they don't even know this is an option they can offer to their clients, because what's the number one objection you usually get? Oh, I really want to do it, but I'm short on money. I'm short on funds, or I've got these commitments here and there, but can I finance it? And when they find out, oh, actually, we've got a partner, Seven Figures Funding, who can offer 0% interest. They have an entire marketplace of options. They'll help you strategize, improve your credit, make yourself more fundable in the future. That really opens so many doors. And we've seen literally businesses double in size just by adding our funding programs to it, because all those people who were on the edge now can say yes that would have said no.
That's why I think it's so important, and one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to bring you on here, because not only can everybody listening learn the education side from you, Leo, and utilize it themselves to grow their business, but if you also offer an opportunity for your clients that go, I just don't have the money, you can offer them an opportunity to say, well, let's take a look. Let's talk to the Seven Figure Funding and see if they can help you out and do the financing. And that way we can get you into the program, get you crazy awesome results, and start making, you know, some sales for them as well, right? So it's like a huge win-win-win all across the board for everybody. And that's why I definitely promote you guys to all of my clients, because it's absolutely huge. And I also love that you will come to my clients' events and teach them the education side of it. None of the other funding partners that I've worked with in the past ever did that. So just to toot your horn for you, that's why I love y'all.
It's true. Like, no one's ever put together, and we just have a, you know, time, my partner, we've got a simple 20, 30 minute presentation slideshow. We give away a couple free gifts and we educate and empower. And then it just makes you feel so much more comfortable and confident. And you start to understand, oh, there is good debt. There is bad debt. You know, I want to understand that. I want to put that to work in my business. And when you get this new information, new world open to you, it opens all these doors. And so we love doing those live, those virtual events and sharing and connecting with the audience. And it's always a lot of fun being amongst entrepreneurs and business owners who want to do crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think it's great that it's a tool, right? Funding is a tool. Credit is a tool. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's only a bad thing if you don't know how to use it properly. Same thing for AI, right? If you don't know how to utilize it for your business to support you and support your growth and support your clients, it could be a bad thing. But when you know how to use it properly, I mean, the sky's the limit. Beautiful. Well, Leo, I know we've been on and I could probably talk to you forever, and we have, and we've talked on your podcast as well, but for the audience here that's like, okay, I'm in, Leo, like, let's get started. Like, I want to check my credit. I want to see about getting funding for myself. I'm interested in the education piece, or I'm interested in having you come and speak to my audience about the education piece or supporting them in moving forward and being the finance company. What is the best way for them to like start that conversation? And do you have a gift for us?
Great question. Absolutely. Yeah. We've got a link that I know you're going to share with everybody in the show notes and description. And that link's going to have a lot of, you know, free tools for you. First off, you're going to be able to look at funding and financing options for you, for your business. There's another button there where you can actually get free access to our partner portal to offer funding to your clients. And then We have two free gifts we give away to everybody that we come in contact with. The first is that Credit College platform, because like you and I have talked about, you don't receive really any education about how credit works in high school. You don't receive it in college. And so we created Credit College as a platform, and we're on a mission to eradicate disinformation related to credit once and for all. We want you to share it with friends, family. It's free, so that everybody can have better credit. This can literally save you hundreds of thousands of dollars over your life in interest by understanding how to keep a higher credit score. We also give away the Business Funding Formula book I wrote a few years ago. It's one of the few books out there about how business funding works, how you can scale up the business funding ladder as you grow and scale and build your business and continue to qualify for more financing products and understand the difference between good and bad debt. So all of those options will be available, you know, right there on that link that you're going to share with everybody. Of course, you can connect with us, you know, online. We've got a YouTube channel where we provide a lot of education and value on how these things work.
I love it. That's valuable. There's like four different things that you're gifting people. So definitely make sure that you click the link and go and grab all of those resources and really just support you in what is the next best step for you. My last question for you, Leo, is what is a takeaway or a memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with today?
The takeaway I'd like to leave the audience with is just how powerful this experience can be. A few years ago, there was a woman out of Denver, Colorado, who connected with us. She needed financing. And keep in mind, she was super responsible. Like, she had done her best with her credit. She had saved up $20,000 to launch this business. She was investing in coaching and mentoring and doing everything right. But even doing everything right and saving up money, she needed more than 20. She needed about 50,000 in total. She wanted to have a buffer for marketing and for working capital. And she also, her credit wasn't quite good enough. And so we went through a quick strategy. In a week, her credit score went up 30 points. She secured $70,000 in funding at 0% interest and gave us a 5-star review, just such a cool entrepreneur. And then we don't always know what happens in the future, right? So I bumped into her at an entrepreneurial event a couple years later, and she let me know she paid off all the funding at 0% interest. She has 20 employees. She's buying her own building. She is opening up multiple locations, and now she's coaching and mentoring other women out there to build businesses for themselves. And so that's what's awesome, right? When you can see somebody who has a dream, has a vision, be able to play a part there by educating them, improving their fundability, getting them the money, and then watching what happens years later. And everybody can go through that in that same process. And so that's my takeaway is your where you're at point A and where you want to get to point B. Sometimes you're just a funding bridge away from getting to where you want to go.
Just a funding bridge away. I love that. Leo, thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to thank our audience for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take all of these lessons and these resources that you've learned here today, actually go and implement them, click the link, go get the education so that you can create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.